Proclamation number 2074 of September 17, 1941. Objects without purpose. Reshaping them. A perpetual remodeling of the outer form results in the maturing of the spiritual within it. The change is therefore God-willed if it makes this maturing possible, i.e., gives the spiritual the opportunity to serve. An external form can also come into being through human will which has no real purpose to fulfill, which is therefore then merely a change of form but does not give the spiritual substance the opportunity to serve, which means a standstill in its development and is therefore understandably agonizing for the spiritual substance. Such creations will only ever serve the human being as a feast for the eyes, i.e., they will satisfy his senses and only serve to arouse desire in the human heart and likewise hinder the higher spiritual development of the human being. The destruction of such forms for the purpose of reshaping them for useful things is always God-willed, for it is a liberation of the spiritual from an agonizing situation. However, such objects are sometimes kept away from destruction by human will as long as the human being enjoys his possession. Only when he despises the object, i.e., does not feel any joy of the heart about his possession, is the damaging influence of the spiritual in it ineffective. And then the human being will also have no qualms about destroying it, i.e., transforming it into something useful. Objects that fulfill no other purpose than that of sensual and carnal pleasure have come into being under the influence of evil because they are a welcome means for it to hinder the higher spiritual development of the human being. If they fulfill a purpose at the same time, then this means a small advantage for the spiritual within them. Any transformation of an external form into things that are needed gives the spiritual increased opportunity to serve, i.e., to mature, and will therefore always correspond to divine will. Amen.